back to the Neil Haley Show. And you know, when I'm talking about this guest, I'm talking about, you know, I interview all these major celebrities, but when I think about Pitt football, it's, I think about one guy, especially his great career, and I'm rooting him on all the time. Tyler Palko, former NFL player and Pitt star. Tyler, thanks for stopping by. How are you, man?
Neil, great, great. Thanks for having me. It's awesome. I definitely am going to be underwhelming if you're interviewing top celebrities. So
exactly. I mean, from Brett Favre to, you know, anybody you can name that you've watched the show or a different thing. But again, I get more excited about Pitt. Why? Because I'm a Pittsburgh guy. My mom went to Pitt, and I grew up season ticket holder for football and basketball for years. And it's just something about Pitt. But we know all your story, and kind of just jumping back, I know it a lot when it comes to, you know, Pittsburgh, your dad, a football coach. It's just from the beginning, you probably had your mind you were going to go to Pitt, right?
Yeah, I wish I could say that. You know, I was fortunate enough to have, you know, the recruiting process start a little earlier. You know, my freshman year, I think I had, you know, probably 8 or 10 offers, you know, because we played on a really good team. And so that process started a little early for me. But, you know, it wasn't until, you know, I kind of figured out, you know, that I wanted to be part of rebuilding my hometown team. I met Coach Harris, and he was the kind of quarterback guru at that time. And, you know, I wanted to be part of bringing kind of the lore and the luster back to Pitt. So when I committed, it was kind of, you know, after a day on campus at the Pitt quarterback receiver camp. And I woke up one morning and just kind of said, this is where I need to be. So, glad it was a great decision for me, and you know, unfortunately we weren't able to kind of get it all the way back, but it's fun to see them on top again with Kenny and Coach Dews. So you know, everything works out.
So this is just such an interesting story in so many ways, that, you know, Walt bringing back the program and all these different things, where you were recruited, highly recruited by so many more schools than just Pitt, right? And just choosing Pitt. You're glad you did. It was a great decision, but who else was recruiting you?
I think at the time my dad and I got it, I think we got it down to probably, I don't know, 7 or 8 schools. So it was Michigan, Penn State, Wisconsin, LSU, Florida State. I think Oklahoma might have been in the mix, USC. But I think at that time, you know, before all this social media stuff, you know, they went through the, you know, the quote unquote, you know, college football ranking magazine of like, you know, where you're at. And at that point in time, I was a highly ranked quarterback, but I was an athlete, and I played free safety and was an all-state free safety. So there was a couple of schools that you know, wanted me to play free safety. And a, you know, funny story, you know, Coach Saban, you know, recruited me at Michigan State and then at LSU. And he would always tell my dad, you know, this kid could play free safety. And I had, you know, a bunch of coaches tell me, well, you know, like, I just don't know if you can play quarterback. And when you're an 18-year-old kid, 17-year-old kid, you're, you know, someone tells you can't do something, you're a hard head and you want to do it. But I asked Coach Saban after that, why he thought that I was a better free safety. And he, right, he said, after every interception, you made the tackle. So it was kind of a backhanded compliment, but yeah, I think those were the final schools. I can't remember offhand, but I committed before my senior year, so I didn't take any official visits. I didn't want to be a distraction to my team going into that year. We had lost in the state championship game the previous 2 years, so I just wanted to get a decision off the table, not be a distraction, and go finish the business and win in the state title of my senior year.
Playing with your father, that's got to be great, right? In so many ways.
Yep. Was fortunate enough to play for a legendary coach, and, you know, he just happened to be my dad. So there were some dinner conversations that were less than ideal. But it was awesome, you know, playing for him, looking back at it and having 4 kids of my own, you know, knowing how special that is now, being a father for him and for me. But, you know, as a coach, I still call him Coach Palk when I see him. So, he made a huge impact in my life, as a player and as a man, and obviously as a dad. So, He's impacted a lot of kids over the 30 plus years he's been coaching. So I just feel fortunate that I had him as a coach and a dad. So it was cool.
All right. Fondest memories of, you know, playing at Pitt. What would you say?
You know, I get that question asked a lot. I mean, obviously, I think that the, you know, 5 touchdown game against Notre Dame gets, you know, a lot of hype, especially with the post game snafu that happened. But my biggest memory at Pitt, the turning point of my career, was the Nebraska game at Heinz Field when I got benched for a series. It kind of, you know, got me to open up my eyes and realize, hey, you know, just go out and play football like you've done your whole entire life. So that was probably the biggest turning point, my career, my football career. And that just happened to be at Pitt, but we had some really cool moments that, you know, beating Notre Dame at Notre Dame, you know, winning the Big East and playing in a BCS game for the first time. And, since Danny left, with the Sugar Bowl, but, there were some really, really good memories. I just was telling you before we hopped on, I just was sad we couldn't you know, finish the job. Walt got fired by an athletic director who I was not happy with, and kind of screwed up that momentum that we had. But you know, it was a good 5 years. I don't regret anything about it. It was super fun, and you know, glad to be a part of the Pitt lore and the history of that traditionalist program.
Thinking back to teammates of yours and just to the experiences at Pitt, was that something that's, you know, because we're gonna get to the NFL next, because a lot of people don't know the backstory in your NFL career, you know, because you were a backup, but you got a lot of opportunity and had a lot of success, meaning not many people get the opportunity to play in the NFL, bottom line. That's the bottom line. But tell me, you know, specifically, you know, some of your teammates you played with and how you stayed connected with them throughout, you know.
College or in the NFL?
College.
Yeah, well, I mean, my you know, best friend, college roommate was Larry Fitzgerald. So, I mean, I don't think that, you know, that kind of that name kind of,
yes,
you know, speaks for itself. He'll be a first ballot Hall of Famer, but he's a guy that I still stay close with. He's a godfather of my youngest daughter, and was in my wedding, and you know, just a good human being, great man. And to be around greatness like that, at an early age, you know, I think a lot of times you hear people say, you just knew he was different, and he's no different in that statement. I mean, he dropped one ball in practice in 2 years. One.
Oh my gosh.
And what I'm talking about, you know, warm-ups and pat and go. And I mean, the guy just had an unbelievable set of hands. You know, so you know, Larry's probably the most prominent, but we played with a lot of good players that had a chance to you know, take the next step to the NFL, some All-Americans, HB Blades, Scott McKillop, Gerald Hayes, you know, Rod Rutherford, you know, played in the NFL, was I backed him up early on in my career. So we played with a lot of Rob Petitti, a lot of really good players that I still stay in contact with. And now that we're, you know, old and washed up and moving on, we're dads.
Oh, don't say you're old, because I remember watching you play. You know what I mean?
It's a relative term. It's football years, right?
Yeah,
it's
kind of like I know.
But yeah, those guys, it's fun to see them, you know, becoming dads and husbands and you know, businessmen and coaches. And that's the fun part for me to stay connected, to see, you know, what they were like in college and trying to figure it out, and now, you know, productive members of society and doing some great things. So that's the thing that I miss the most, the locker room. It's a constant search to try to find that little fix that you had as a teammate in the locker room.
Yeah. So that experience in the NFL comes, because you had a great experience.